People often say, history's boring. And I say, slow down. Pull your head out. Think a bit. History's a fundamental building block of civilization. And it's the way we describe our civilizations and the human condition within it. It can be so many different things, just as humans are so many different things. And so it can be fun, and it can be depressing. It can be funny, and it can be boring and dry. It can be many things, and often, whether you enjoy history or not is dependent on those telling the stories, the historians, those presenters of the past. And we think we can take you down the right road. Straight out of Boise, Idaho, we are the Highway to History Podcast. Join us.
All right, well, last episode was an interesting Christmas episode that we did, and we kept it pretty light. You know, we just talked about terrorism and Israel and Luigi Mangione and just really light stuff. And it's weird. I was saying to Mark that our past two episodes we recorded, we did a UFO episode with Tim, and then the next week drones are all over the country and all over New Jersey. And then we did this last episode before Christmas about terrorism and stuff. And then we've had, unfortunately, one real major terror attack in New Orleans,
right?
And then a separate incident in Las Vegas that was kind of a terror attack.
When I heard of the Cybertruck in Las Vegas blowing up, I just was like, fucking Elon, bro, you messed up. I thought it was like a manufacturing error.
Yeah, oh, you just thought it was an accident.
Yeah, and then I heard, oh, man. But wasn't the guy who did that some crazy white dude?
The Cybertruck?
Yeah, yeah.
He was a Green Beret, a former Green Beret.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and so that's the thing that's weird. And they're saying there's no connection between the two, and I kind of believe it, but I don't know, is that because both these terror attacks, New Orleans and Las Vegas, were veterans who were at Fort Bragg at the same time.
Wasn't there another veteran a long time ago that did some sort of mass killing, shooting, and he was from Fort Bragg?
Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe it's like some Full Metal Jacket shit.
Yeah, I mean,
you know.
Yeah, I guess. I know that one of these things that learning about terrorism in school, one of the threats that ISIS poses or Al-Qaeda is the lone actor. And it's a very intentional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't think ISIS is great at social media, but those motherfuckers are put together.
Yeah, like, and we think about somebody in ISIS would be like, they have to come from the Middle East over to here, get into the country, which could happen for sure. But they can indoctrinate and radicalize mm-hmm. Americans, you know, and that's really scary. Like, it can be domestic terror.
Can't fix crazy. He's got other problems.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the people that joined the Aryan Brotherhood, right?
Mm.
They had problems pre-existing, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like Richard Butler himself was in the Army Air Corps, and he was a mechanic, you know, but he was like, I sure started listening to Hitler.
That's fucking crazy.
And then he becomes obviously the piece of shit that he is, and we get white supremacy up north, whatever.
It's like different forms of propaganda.
Yeah, but desperate, lonely, unhappy people sometimes go for hateful ideologies.
Yeah.
But I do know what one thing that I really feel is I wish I could resurrect this motherfucker from New Orleans and then go drop him in Bourbon Street.
So disgusting. Yeah.
Eye for an eye. I don't give a shit.
No, it's like, dude, it's so
put him right down there.
Some of the videos you see of it, it's just devastating. It's like a total tragedy. Dude.
One young woman was 18 and she was getting ready to go to nursing school to, you know, complete her dream or realize her dream of being a nurse.
So fucked up.
You know, I mean, there's a guy that's 37, had a couple of boys, you know, seemed like a really great father. It's just, you know, we all pay for crazy. We pay for crazy. You know, I don't know. But then some people go through hard times and they find their meaning and they do good things and they help people.
It's true. Sometimes people hit rock bottom and it's like the best thing for them.
I don't know where that dividing line, like, I'm sure there's all sorts of data that goes one way or the other. Like, oh, these people tend to go. But I've heard of people that, you know, have been, for instance, sexually abused as children, and they go and they help people who have been sexually abused.
That's a good point.
Or help inform people of what to look
for. Or get into counseling or, or you hear the other way, they become predators themselves, you know.
So where is that?
That is bizarre. You're right.
Is it our makeup? Some people would say it's evil versus good in you.
Or maybe, yeah, it's like, it's that whole argument of like nature versus nurture. How much of that is your environment? How much of that is just born within you DNA-wise or like genetically or just maybe some spiritual thing if you believe in that kind of stuff? I mean, yeah, it's pretty bizarre. But I was going to say about the Vegas thing, because you were saying that you didn't, it doesn't sound like you knew that that guy was a Green Beret or whatever, but I don't know that I believe all of this. But so he apparently sent out some emails, like some manifesto emails to other like special forces guys and other podcasts trying to tell people, get people to know. And the first thing he said in the email was that the drones over Jersey are China and the United States. They are the only two that have anti-gravity aviation technology, and that it's going to, like, he's trying to prevent World War III or something, get the news out. And that was the part that seemed a little goofy, and maybe there's truth to it. It could be
Messiah complex right there.
It could be. I mean, I don't think he's saying like, oh, I'll fix World War III. He was just saying, I need to get to the media. I need to get this out. And he was saying he was being watched by the FBI and all this stuff. And then the thing that he said that I actually think probably is true for sure is he said that in 2019, he was in Afghanistan and like took part in a bunch of war crimes where they were bombing and killing civilians.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that the UN was investigating it, and the DOD 's been covering it up like ever since. And so he was like trying to get it off of his chest that probably couldn't live with himself anymore. You know, he committed suicide in this attack and just couldn't live with himself and just wanted to get the truth out that he committed war crimes and that they've been covering it up. So it sounds like that's what's up, but I don't know that mainstream media has confirmed that or not, you know.
It wouldn't surprise me. In America, we've always kind of been rooted in, you know, pulled between these two poles of, you know, I've always heard, oh, America commits war crimes and they're genocidal, and you know, troops go out and commit massacres and all this. And then I hear the other people are saying, no, we go and spread democracy around the world, and we, you know, unfortunately the truth is never so simple. It's in the middle.
It's always somewhere in the middle.
Like, you can have, we were talking about World War II, you can have war crimes going on at the same time other troops are doing amazing things.
It's true.
Or like, what is the war crime, right? And I talk about the war in the Pacific. You know, I knew that my grandfather fought around Guadalcanal, one of the first major battles in the Pacific, and he hated the Japanese.
Okay. Yeah.
Racism isn't cool. It isn't right. But if you're going to understand racism, I'm like, okay, if I saw what he saw, man, what would I be like?
Yeah.
Because he was like, they never surrender.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of vets said this. So, yeah, you're committing a war crime. You're shooting the injured, because a lot of times they'd roll over and have a grenade or they'd try to kill you.
Yeah, kamikaze type stuff.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that's the only reason war crimes committed. Sometimes you just wanted to. It's like we separate this in our mind where we have the Geneva Conventions, or, you know, we've been hearing a lot of that lately where, oh, these are codes for the conduct of war. How many wars, dirty wars, out in the open wars that we all see? I'm not calling Gaza a war anymore. You're not fighting Hamas. You're just slaughtering people.
Yeah.
And still, we have the wool covering our eyes, and we have ideology in the way where we're like, oh, well, we're always supporting what's right.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, if you can't see what's going on now isn't right, then you're fucking blind.
Well, yeah. I mean, how can you? They literally don't have a single hospital left, which is another thing we were going to talk about. They don't have a single fucking hospital in Gaza now. I mean,
but that's America for you, man. Like, I can't say that this guy didn't see horrible shit. I know other vets that saw and did things that they can't
live with,
and they're like, but we have to.
Yeah.
You know, and then they come home. It must be like, I always have had a mixed feeling about how people, non-combatants, celebrate Veterans Day.
Mm.
You know, at my daughter's school, there was a performance, and they were singing old songs.
Okay.
Of the each branch of the military.
Interesting.
And when they got to the Air Force one, there's a line where all the music teacher had all the kids stand up, and they all yelled out as he raised his hand there, this guy's never been in the fucking military.
Mm.
Or, but he does have family that have served.
Sure.
And he yells, give him the gun.
What?
And they all yell, give him the gun. You know, like the Air Force coming in and giving him the gun. It's like, okay, well, obviously my kid, I told my kid that I, you know, I'm not all right with that. Not that I don't respect veterans.
Yeah.
I do. But
do we even need to be talking about guns in an elementary school in America, right? Like, right. It's kind of, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's unavoidable, but yeah.
I mean, I just tried to tell her, like, you don't understand, A, what that does to people on the ground who aren't always, actually, more frequently, not combatants.
Yeah.
What that does to a human body, including children.
Mm-hmm.
And then also what it does to the vets that did that.
Yeah. So fucking crazy.
There's no easy way out of this. And yet this ignorant man is sitting there teaching my kid, give him the gun. Maybe you should not sing that song.
That's like a whole conversation. Almost what you're talking about could be a deeper conversation of just like media and how we talk about guns, how we talk about violence, how we talk about the military in our movies and our TV and our, like, kids grow up seeing guns and people get shot on TV in America, like fucking by the thousands by the time they're in high school.
But that's why I'm not surprised about how apathetic so many people are, or how fervently pro-Israel people are in the United States.
True.
We see so much horror all the time. And despite what we see in front of us, how many, there are no more hospitals in Gaza.
Yeah.
And yet,
how can we be okay with that?
You still have I fucking hate this guy, but his name is Lindsey Graham.
Oh, dude, yeah, he's the worst. He's the worst.
And he sucks. He sucks so bad. John McCain was a good person.
Yeah.
And here's this guy.
He was a hero.
Oh, yeah. He, you know, last act in Congress doing what he knew was right. And I applaud him for it. But then you have Chuck Schumer, who's saying, you know, the same old tired trope of the Democrats, which is, we're supporting freedom in the world by supporting Israel. And we can't let these people win because, they'd annihilate Israel. We got to get Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. Nobody's saying Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas are good actors. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying, sure, Israel could defend itself. But don't fucking lie, Chuck Schumer, and say what they're doing right now is defending themselves, and therefore we should send more bombs.
Dude,
sometimes you got to do the moral thing, and you got to shut down the bomb factory so you don't blow children fucking apart.
No shit.
That's what I believe enough people in power in Israel want to do that. They want to eradicate Palestinians.
It's fucking disgusting.
Some of them believe that it's all Hamas. You know, the people aren't in Palestine. We're caught in a war between like the old order, the PLO or the PLA, and Hamas. And the PLA, they were shit. Nobody liked them. So they went for Hamas, which wasn't as militant and authoritarian when they voted them into power.
Yeah.
And then what happens? They become ass bags when they get in power. That's the cycle of revolution.
Yeah.
Like revolutionary France, you know, it led to Napoleon. He was spreading some good ideals around the world, but then he became a fucking ass bag.
Yeah.
That's history. Like, we think like revolutions are great.
Yeah.
You know?
In theory, maybe.
Well, yeah. And so in America, it's like, oh, the founding fathers had, you know, oh, they looked at glory. You know, we're a Christian nation.
Don't tax our tea.
Right. Don't do that. But then,
don't
you
take
know,
our slaves either.
Many of the people in America today believe that we are a godly nation founded by Christians. No, it was from the beginning. the founding father said we have to have a secular division and then we have to divide religion and politics.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
They didn't think Hindus and Buddhists and all these different religions were going to come to America.
Yeah.
But they did know that different sectarian sides of Christianity were going to have to live here together.
Yeah.
And so for them, that's what it was, a plurality of religions, but they knew they had to separate, right? So from the very beginning, there was this idea that we're a city on a hill. This idea, we're only talking about the Puritans here, but that they were escaping tyranny, which they were, but then they imposed new tyranny on others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Salem witch trial type shit.
Right. And the native inhabitants.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this idea slaves. That... Oh, and slaves.
Yeah.
Right? It was different. You could... People said you could have black people that owned slaves. That happened very little, but yes, it did happen. We're talking about chattel slavery.
Yeah.
And so then this city on a hill idea, by the time you're writing the Constitution, they're basically talking about how, yes, we are the Israelites. You know, all these, so evangelical religious, the Baptists, all this, we are the Israelites. And, you know, who are the Pharaoh, who is Egypt?
Yeah.
Britain.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Well, they forgot, they just smudged over a little fact that they were looking, you know, at how many people they were keeping in bondage in the 1780s and 90s. Millions.
Yeah.
Millions. And so what's the easy answer? Oh, they're not fully people. So we get the 3/5 clause, which leads to the actual ratification of the Constitution.
Wow.
And yet we still see us as a godly nation. You know, and it's wow. Like always looking to the best. We have some great things here in the United States.
Yeah.
But, you know, we see my point being to Israel is that we always are blindly follow ideology when everything else at the foundation says something very different. So when people are like, oh, I'm a constitutionalist. I love the Constitution. I'm like, which one, motherfucker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, do you like the pre, 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment?
Yeah, yeah. It changes. The Constitution changes over time. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, you know, my knowledge, and I think you're getting this way or already been there for a long time. My knowledge just doesn't lead me to very hopeful places.
Yeah, it does. It can make you feel a little bit nihilistic about everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do think that in America, we do have the freedom to, you know, it ebbs and flows between, you know, people who want to impose their view of things on others.
Yeah, and I'm glad to be in America compared to a lot of places in the world.
Oh, obviously. Fuck yeah.
No doubt. Yeah.
You know, I shudder to think, like, you know, we were talking about, but in the end, people just want comfort.
Yeah.
You know, but when one person's comfort is, you know, they see it ebbed away because, let's say, gay people are getting more rights, you know, black people are getting, you know, more rights around the table, getting more people in politics, and they bring different views with them.
Yeah.
Then the old guard, and I'm talking about white Christian nationalists, get very scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about Christians.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a very specific set when they are the minority and yet they want to use the levers of power to pull the majority in a direction they don't want to go.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. We can't figure out any of the, like, kind of what you're saying for some reason earlier made me think that it's ironic we're fighting all these wars, like you're saying, about human rights, or we want Ukraine to be, you know, they get the right to defend themselves. Israel has the right to defend themselves and support them, you know, human rights. And it's like, I don't buy that our politicians are invested in wars because of human rights when they don't even give a shit if people are fed in America or if they have health care or if
right.
gay people have rights or trans people have rights or if Flint, Michigan has water. Like they don't even care about their own citizens having everything that they need, basic human rights, always here.
It's tied to money.
Yeah. So it's like, why the fuck do you care about Ukrainians? It's Lindsey Graham keeps saying it's about minerals.
What a fucking piece of shit. Anyway,
minerals.
Lindsey Graham, you're a piece of fucking filth, you maggot. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but one thing that I think it's tied to, like, okay, I was thinking about this thing. Walmart just changed its diversity policy that came out under Biden.
Okay.
When Trump was elected. So now they're getting rid of, like, the diversity pledge and supporting
Yeah,
well,
and they're
pride.
Getting rid of DEI and things like
yeah,
that.
DEI,
yeah,
DEI,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, that's why you don't trust corporations.
Yeah, that is so true, right? They're all like, Black Lives Matter, we care. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, we care. It's like, dude, corporations are just all about profit. They're not actual people. They don't have fucking feelings. They don't have morals.
Right.
You know, it's like they'll just do whatever benefits them.
And, or like Bud Light takes the stand for pride and, you know, they're like, have a trans act. A woman on the cover or something, or
and then
advertisement.
People are pissed about that.
People are pissed. Fucking Kid Rock, bow to bow, yeah, bang to bang,
yeah.
Dipshit. He shoots something with an AR-15. You know what? That guy's full of shit, by the way. He's from a wealthy Michigan family.
Okay.
He wasn't born in the PJs with fucking Eminem.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he wasn't
yeah.
living in the trailer park and puking up mom's spaghetti. He was Ooh. Sitting there eating, you know, caviar and filet mignon, and yeah. then he decided Big Boy wants to be a rapper, and now apparently he's a country star that supports Trump and likes MMA.
Yeah, he's probably on Trump's cabinet by now.
Before we get started tonight, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Funky Soul Coffee. That's soul with an S-O-L. It's the brainchild of Michelle Russell and Gavin Butler. These two had a dream, and that was to turn a 1976 Airstream camper into a coffee shop. A 70s-themed coffee shop, and they've succeeded. Michelle Russell has years and years of experience in the coffee industry, and she's come up with some truly delicious 70s-themed concoctions. I've had the privilege of tasting a few of them. You can reach them at 208-447-9044. You can email them at hello@funkysoul.com. And you can find them on Instagram or at www.funkysoulcoffee.com. Give them a try.
Do you struggle with sleep, stress, or mental fatigue? Discover the power of Sarasate, a revolutionary, non-invasive neurotechnology that helps your brain rebalance and reset itself naturally. At Sarasate, they use advanced brain technology to support your brain's own ability to relax, reset, and restore. Their safe, proven approach has helped thousands improve their sleep, reduce stress, and enhance overall well-being. Imagine waking up refreshed with a clear mind and renewed energy. That's the difference Sarasate can make. Whether you're dealing with insomnia, PTSD, or just everyday stress, their personalized sessions can help you find the peace and balance you deserve. Visit Sarasate.com, that's Sarasate.com today, to learn more and schedule your free consultation. You can also reach them at 208-779-1040. Discover the natural way to a healthier, more balanced you. Attention book lovers, if you're looking for more empowering literature, welcome to The Lit Room, a beloved feminist bookstore in Garden City, Idaho. They specialize in women's literature, indie and small press gems, and a fantastic selection of works from local authors. The wonderful owners, Chelsea and Megan, are passionate about fostering a welcoming space for all readers. But that's not all. The Lit Room is expanding with a brand new book bar. Imagine sipping on a delicious beer, surrounded by shelves of captivating reads, all while unwinding in a cozy atmosphere. Visit them at 215 East 34th Street, Garden City, Idaho, and discover your next favorite book. Don't forget to follow them on Instagram at This Room Is Lit for updates, events, and more. Support local, celebrate women, and find your next read at The Lit Room. That makes me think of Jimmy Carter. That was another thing in the news that we felt
Jimmy.
We needed to talk about.
Old
Jimmy Carter, Mr. President, right? He was kind of controversial. People didn't think he was a very good president for some reason, but he was a...
I think he was too liberal.
Too liberal? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Which is weird because he was a Southern Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like...
From Georgia.
Yeah, when I think Southern Baptist, I do not think Jimmy Carter. He's like the only one that I know. You know, he was just pretty much pro human rights, and
yeah.
You could spread that across any demographic.
I was gonna say the reason I thought of Jimmy Carter, you saying that, was because of how he was with Palestine and like was very openly calling what was happening apartheid, and he was writing about it, doing interviews about it. You never hear U.S. presidents, Mm-mm. you know. Calling Israel an apartheid state, like ever.
It most certainly is.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just because Jewish people have been unfairly victimized for centuries,
yeah,
millennia, and had, you know, tragically in Europe, the Nazis pretty much completed their plan,
mm-hmm.
erased villages, and their survivors go there. I totally want those survivors to stay surviving.
Yeah.
I want their ancestors to live and have a country, but this isn't the way to do it. And I think he knew it. And I think one of the things he thought is, I think he did think, what would Jesus do? He wouldn't bomb the fuck out of Palestinians who are also Christian.
Jesus was a brown,
right?
You know, kind of Palestinian. That. He was basically a socialist as well. You know, people forget that.
What are you talking about? He was a Nordic guy, right? Just like
Christians
me.
Out there, remember Jesus was a brown socialist man, Jewish man from Palestine, basically. Right.
So. You're saying that he didn't look like a member of what's that band ABBA?
Oh, I was going to say he doesn't look like Jared Leto.
Oh, you know
Jared Leto?
Yeah, the worst Joker.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. But that's the vision that the Mormon Jesus that I grew up with, like long hair, me if I had a big beard, you know, just like the weirdest shit. And it's like, yeah, he did not look like that, unfortunately.
No, he looked like those Palestinians that Israel's dropping bombs on that were made by the U.S. That's what he looked like.
Yeah, which obviously some of this is stems in racism, right? Like a lot of it, like there's a lot of racism towards brown people, Arab people. And yeah, so it's like ironic that Jesus was one of those people and you're doing that. You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Jimmy was a good man. Maybe he was too progressive. I don't know. I'm no expert on his presidency, but I think he was a really great post ex-president. I think he was a better steward of human rights.
Humanitarian. He never was bought out by corporations. Mm-mm. He was never big into lobbying. He never began, like the Obamas now are just producing Netflix shows, and you know Donald Trump's like what making deals with Saudi Arabia and all this shit to build towers and Trump hotels, and it's like Jimmy Carter was like, he sold his peanut farm to become president. Like he was like, I don't want any interests or any outside interests at all. So he was literally the most, you know, grassroots guy you could possibly have be president. And I know that one of the reasons people kind of consider his presidency to be bad, there was a lot of like political crazy shit going on. And I know there was a hostage situation in Iran. I don't know a ton about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right.
And they made it into a movie.
Yeah. And I think people criticized Jimmy Carter that he couldn't get the hostage situation resolved.
Right.
But there were backdoor deals between Ronald Reagan and Iran to keep the hostages until Ronald Reagan got into office. And then they released hostages. So he was literally interfering with the election through like a hostage negotiation. Ronald Reagan's like pretty shitty fucking thing to do. So, but people blamed Jimmy Carter for that for a long time. And that was really
it's all how you present it. It's all about those optics.
Yep. Yep. I mean, so. Yeah, it kind of is like the whole, the buck stops with the president. Like they blamed it on Jimmy Carter because he was in charge.
The buck stops with the president.
Yeah, well, it never stops with the president. As we speak right now, there is a hearing going on. By the way, we had a little cut there. This is a new day, a new moment.
Oh boy!
But. They are doing a government hearing, a Supreme Court hearing right now on the TikTok being banned on January 19th. And people basically they're saying, you know, it's sounding like they're going to uphold the ban, and it's going to be that TikTok's either banned on January 19th or Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank or whoever, some American has to buy it and make it an American company. So,
right.
Which is crazy. It's probably going to ruin the app. TikTok, RIP TikTok. It'll never be the same. It's been good. It's been real. You guys have been good to us for the past whatever couple months, few months that we've been on TikTok.
So. Nothing says freedom of speech like shutting down freedom of speech, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck? And I was thinking about this. This is so ironic that with, you know, if the reason is like, okay, China, we don't want them having our data. We don't want them spying on us. You guys literally get every piece of electronics. We get all of our stuff exported from China. All of our shit is from China.
It feels like, it's like, you know, when a friend tells you, like, they come up with a lame excuse why they don't want to hang with you.
Yeah.
And you're like, that is some bullshit. Usually it's a chick or something.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You know,
that's what this feels like. It feels like, oh, yeah, the Chinese are going to get all this fucking special information. They're already getting it.
Yeah, literally.
They steal our shit all the time. Do a better job, government, of keeping that shit under wraps.
Yeah, if you guys are so worried about China, then why is every product, even the one I'm holding in my hand right now, this microphone from China?
It's like many things I'm seeing in, you know, just... And for a long time, we've seen this evidence. It is more help to the super rich and the 1%
No doubt.
It's so Fuckerberg can develop what he wants and what the Instagram people, which is Fuckerberg, right?
Dude, but I mean, you know what's agreed, but you know what's ironic, and we'll see how this might just be bullshit too, but it's shifting from TikTok was the freedom of speech app to now that's being censored, and now X and even Zuckerberg has been coming out and saying, I'm done censoring people. I censored people all through the Biden administration. I'm not going to do that anymore. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it's interesting that there might be a shift from like TikTok is more censored and then Facebook is less censored.
I think it all has to do with, you know, what people think is like hate speech or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's relative. In the Constitution, constitutionally speaking, like in Coeur d'Alene in Idaho,
yeah,
white supremacists have the right to march.
Okay. You know? Yeah, no doubt.
And so it's like, yeah, sometimes.
It's America, right? You can.
Right. If they're not out there saying specifically, go fucking kill this person right now.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they've done their stupid shit and they did, but that's the devil's bargain. You gotta put up with that to be able to say the stuff that you want to say.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't support white supremacy or people who are like, you know, totally against the queer community and say horrible shit about them, mm-hmm. but they have a right to be there if you are going to be there, you know, doing your shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just like, I guess that is what needs to happen on social media.
Yeah. The internet should be no different, right?
Like, yeah. I mean,
people should have freedom of speech online as well.
If you're going to have, you know, anti-gay dipshittery on one side or, you know what, then you're going to have, you're obviously have a right to have, you know, like
protesting
for human rights and saying, you know, like, you know, pro, you know, equality.
Such a
marriage.
Crazy thing for them to be mad about and want to censor, you know.
I mean, there's a very fine line between hate speech and, you know, freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer of where to draw that line.
Yeah.
It
is a complex balance, I guess. But
right. You know, like saying like, hey, we don't hate Jews.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't like what Israel's doing, that's for sure. And then they're like, well, hey, now you're anti-Semitic. It's like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm anti fucking murder.
Yeah.
You know, in mass.
Yeah. We're anti against killing innocent people, but
I swear these people don't see nuance, the Supreme Court or whatever, although they're all about seeing nuance. If it they're not a fair and balanced court.
No, not at all.
No, I mean, and I'm talking either way, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're like a mainly Republican court right now, or a red court.
Well, for sure. But yeah, I mean, yeah. Like you
but
can
in
tell.
General, even it's interesting that there's things that they seemingly are bipartisan on, like a TikTok. It seems like everybody on both sides, you know, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people are very skeptical and want to get rid of TikTok. And it's like, okay, the fact that you guys are all so aligned on this issue makes me skeptical. And I think it's just also another way for them to be like, look, we don't want China spying on Americans. We want to spy on Americans.
Right. That's what Noam Chomsky's saying. He's like, oh, no, the underclasses are getting that there's a little too much consensus here.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting afraid of that.
Yeah, they're almost as scared of probably American citizens as they are of China right now, to be honest.
Right. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi's connection to the security firm that went in to investigate a breach in United Healthcare system.
Okay, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, wow. She invested in the company that was hired on, contracted to look into.
In the past, or like now she's doing it?
In the last couple of years.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay, wow.
And then now we're talking about Feinstein.
Mm.
Supporting the Resniks, I forget their first name.
The Resniks, I think, is it. Yeah, yeah. But the last name, yeah, Resniks.
They own more than half, if not more, like 60 to 70% of California's water. Yeah. And you know where the California's water is housed? It's housed in these tanks, water banks, that were created with taxpayer money in California.
Mm.
And yet they can buy the water. I sent you the video, fucker.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No, yeah.
But then also that they can buy water that hasn't even rained yet.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
And so the state is already indebted to the Resniks for water they bought that isn't even fucking there yet.
That's insane.
And Feinstein supports the Resniks in this. There's a video of, I think it was indigenous communities and other different groups that, you know, are like, water should not be owned.
No shit.
It should be a public utility.
We just talked about that Bill Burr skit where he talked about that. Like, they're going to own the water. They're going to own the air you breathe, you know?
Right. Like, and these fucking people do. And they have this, they have this company that, you know, looks like all the healthy brands like pomegranate juice and pistachios.
Wonderful company is what it's called. Wonderful company.
Well, they wonderfully fuck people.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
You know, but they make it look like if you can afford it and don't think twice about it, it looks all nice. But it's like, no. No, it's the same old thing where inner city communities that, you know, have, and by that I mean black communities, intentionally, you know, made that way. You don't have vegetables and more expensive items going into these places.
Yeah.
Right? It's
food
the same
deserts.
Kind of thing.
They have food deserts, yeah.
So if you're a person that lives in, you know, like Bellevue, Washington or Sun Valley, Idaho or whatever, you can go into Whole Foods and buy it no problem.
Yeah, that's so crazy. And we'll, just where we live, right, in Idaho,
right,
we have grocery stores on every block with produce and fresh produce, organic produce, you know, but there's places where you can't find organic produce for 100 miles or 50 miles, or you got to leave town just to find organic produce. Well, all you can get is chips and ramen and shit like that.
Thank the prawn god for Trader Joe's, man.
Yeah,
folks, I'm an adherent to the prawn god.
The prawn god, I like that.
He protects your house.
This is our new cult that we're starting.
Yeah, the prawn god, the cult of the prawn god. But basically, he'll protect your house if you feed him, you know, small invertebrates and mollusks.
Yeah, yeah,
and he just kind of sits above your house and he, like, defends it.
Sounds like something you would do. So, I mean, I believe it, actually. But
it seems as reality-based as anything.
Yeah, as much as, but this... No, you're good. I was gonna say that the wonderful company that you mentioned, they literally pump like 150 billion gallons of water a year, and that's enough water to supply San Francisco with water for a decade.
I'd like to they own 4 San Francisco areas of land for farming.
Okay.
They bought intentionally Kern County's water supply. And this is done in shady backroom deals where you get like all the people that matter, billionaires, those representing billionaire companies.
Yeah. There's no way the people are voting on this.
Right.
Like, let's just let these people own 70% of the water.
They cut out legislators from the process representing the people.
Yeah.
They bought certain ones like Feinstein.
So lobbying.
You know, lobbying. And then, so there was a scientific study done by, I think, some Cal University. And so what basically they said is like, no, this isn't their model. This is going to kill fish. This is going to hurt other farmers, small claim farmers or small holding farmers. This is going to hurt urban communities in times of drought.
Yeah.
And so, so what they did, the Resniks did, is they cried to Feinstein and she went to the Obama administration, and the Obama administration paid $750,000 for a new study, still showed that no, this isn't feasible. So what they did is they bought departments or sent most of their funding to departments at the Cal Davis. And then studies came out that were more favorable to the Feinsteins, or not the Feinsteins,
Resniks.
Resniks. And so they started doing that. And they even, because another part of the world that grows pistachios, which they grow, is Iran.
Okay.
They lobbied
our mortal enemy.
Like, I like Persian food, bro.
Yeah.
But they lobbied for policies that destabilize Iran so that they couldn't have sufficient pistachio production.
They sound like real, you know, classy business people.
Yeah, and they started she was an actress in The Blob, and he started a janitorial business.
Wow, what the fuck? Okay. That's kind of badass.
And then they started it's amazing, but they started buying all these businesses.
It's like it's definitely an American, what do you call it, like an American American dream story, right? To like start as a janitor and then become that powerful. But why do you have to be a piece of shit human being, you know,
right,
that wants to own all the water? It's insane,
right? I don't understand what it is in America where maybe they were already shitty people. But like, okay, you're an actress and you own a janitorial company.
Yeah.
Then you start acquiring all these businesses and then you become a giant twat.
Yeah, Exactly.
It's like, why do you have to become a fucking boil on a scrot sack of America, dude?
Especially if you know what it's like to be the working class people. You know what it's like to be at the bottom. So, yeah, that's bullshit.
Resnecks, if I could, I would piss in your water. But then, you know what? Then everybody in California would drink it when they paid for it. Yeah. You know, where's the
pissing in everyone's water?
Where's the water coming to fight the fires there?
Yeah,
is it Resnick owned? So when there are fires, are they just reeling in the money?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Fucking waste of space.
It's bullshit. And it's like, the real question, I don't even have the answer to this question, is like, do people need almonds and pistachios and palm juice that bad? Apparently. All the time, year round, at every grocery store in the country, do we need palm juice and pistachios every second of every day for people to consume? Because people would say, yes, that's capitalism, that's consumerism. I want my pistachios, I want my palm juice.
I do need my unsweetened almond drink.
See, it's right. It's like we all have cereal. Our things. I need Cholula. Like if they were just like, guys, we're having a tough time with water because of Cholula, I would be rioting. I want Cholula, you know.
Dude, I am willing to switch to another alternative milk for the people of California's water.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. People gotta be able to sacrifice what they want to buy sometimes, you know? And it's crazy. And then on top of that, just to like add to, because you're saying these fires, which, yeah, you just mentioned it, like these fires are partly a direct result of that company, you know, taking all the water and it being such a drought. And they're saying that there's fire hydrants that are running empty and fire departments are like bringing water from the other side of town over to help. I mean, it's people are filling up, you know, wheelbarrows of water and letting people use it. It's just fucked up. And even what's it called? Mayor Karen Bass of LA, she defunded the fire department like $17.5 million last year or 2 years ago. So the
LA California.
The LA fire department, they're having one of the biggest human droughts in like thousands of years happening in that area. And she defunded the fire department recently. It's just like, are you delusional or what?
One thing that's helping me through my, I don't know, just constant skepticism and whatever, I guess is more skepticism. I found that whether Republican or Democrat, you get a lot of shitbirds that are politicians, or they become that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm assuming that Karen Bass is a Dem. You know,
yeah, probably, yeah. She's the mayor of L.A.
Right, and it's just like, what I don't know what her argument for defunding the fire department would be.
I think
was
some
she
of
trying
the money
to redirect.
I think a lot of it went to help homeless and like help the homeless situation, which obviously
give them a job fighting fires.
Dude, for real. Dude, and you know, that actually is, so this is a whole different conversation of people are like, especially on TikTok, thinking that a lot of these fires are arson and they don't know if it's terrorists doing it, if it's homeless people doing it, if it's
the government doing it.
Yeah, probably not. But
like, why does it, I'm not saying you say this, but like, why?
People are saying for like looting. You know, I don't know if you burn all these, you know, you burn civilization down, you start looting. Everyone's kind of on the same playing field bullshit. But I don't know. I mean, it could just be literal arsonists, just people who are taking advantage of the wind and they're having crazy.
I know what I'd burn down.
What?
Rams headquarters. Fuck the Rams, damn. Man.
You know, as a Niners fan, I agree with that.
So, oh, yeah, yeah. So, fuck.
Seahawks, Niners, we can agree on that one thing, burn down the Rams headquarters.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean. So, I mean, people are speculating that it's arson and that, you know, it could just be that crazy people are taking advantage of these crazy Santa Ana winds that are just, you know, people think this is going to burn so much of LA. It's already burnt so much of LA. Like, this could burn all the way through to the ocean if these winds just keep going.
Like, through downtown LA?
I don't know, but it's, you should see some of the photos. It's like burning through the middle of LA damn near. I mean, not the middle, but it's on the edge and it's working its way.
There's
over more and more.
There's a fucking great taquito place in Old Town LA, and it's the only reason I went down there. There's a good bookshop down there too, but the only thing is like I was not impressed with downtown LA as far as
yeah.
You know, I was like, yeah, okay, we can leave now.
Yeah.
You know, Hollywood. You know, it's burning in the hills of Hollywood too.
Yeah, I mean, and it's even, you know, it's obviously it's burning like Malibu and the Palisades and really beautiful beachfront properties and things like that.
So now we know why the rest of California is burning.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because everybody's going to that. The rich people are in trouble now. We better go up there.
It's true.
I'm more afraid that Laurel Canyon will burn because that's where, like, Jim and the Doors, you know, are, like, you know, very active and the Grateful Dead and all that.
No, it is sad. I mean, we're talking about history. Like, there's a lot of history that will be burned as a result or has been burned. A lot of these buildings, restaurants, stores, like, and, you know, I don't feel so bad for billionaire executive producers who have like seven houses or whatever, but a lot of these people, this was like their retirement. This was their one home. They've been living there for 20 years.
Right.
Shit. They've had a business for 30 years and it's gone.
I don't hate all rich people.
No.
So I feel bad for some rich people. If they're rich people that are good to their employees True. Or people like, dude, my hat's off to you. I don't like just for all those listeners who are going to be like, oh, this guy's a fucking socialist, communist, blah, blah, blah. You don't know what you're talking about. But also, I'm just talking about capitalism with morals and ethics. But it just seems like a lot of times you got to force that upon people because mm-hmm. they're going to treat their employees like dicks. You know, so I'm very okay with rich people as long as they're good too. And I don't want those people's houses to be affected, you know, obviously. But if I could pick and choose, you know. There are a few folks that I'm pretty sure have houses around there that I'd be like, well, I'm not going to cry too much.
Yeah, well.
Just like that CEO.
Yeah, the Brian Thompson, yeah.
Right, I'm not going to be like, oh, I want to intentionally be like, I'm going to set a fire at your house.
Yeah.
But if it happens and you're kind of a dickish person, I'm not going to cry too much about it.
I'm not going to cry about it, you know. I might feel bad for your kids or, you know, the memories that were lost or whatever, but the general public is not going to have a lot of remorse for you, you know.
Yeah, somebody had a point though about the kids of the CEO. It's like, you know, how much did they benefit from their father signing away other people's money that could go to their lives,
and how many children's lives were impacted because of the people
or their parents died.
Yep, exactly.
I read a story in the magazine The Week where a woman was talking about her experience with United Healthcare. I know we've already talked about this.
That's okay.
But she was saying
it's
that
good to talk about.
United Healthcare kept denying treatment to her young child who had leukemia. Now, thankfully, the child lived, but we're talking about a feeding tube so she could keep, you know, the nutrients in because she kept on throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
Treatments like chemo treatments for blood. I forget, you know, exactly how they treat leukemia.
So fucked up.
And they kept denying him. Well, apparently, I read another side of the coin, and they said that to keep premiums down and more people having health care, that they have to deny those things that don't really seem like they're going to work out. But in this case, the woman paid for the treatment herself, had to like slave at I don't know how many jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it did work.
Wow.
And even if that's the question, it's like, well, that's more of a, you know, reason to have like, you know, universal health care maybe.
100%.
Although, you know what they say though? They say, but then innovation goes down because it's not paid for as much. It's like, but what innovation?
Yeah, what?
Were we talking about innovation by, you know, learning new procedures for plastic surgery so people in Malibu, when they lose their fucking home, can go, like, you know, look good to buy a new one?
Yeah.
You know, make some money in acting? I don't know.
Dude, it's true. I feel like we're going sometimes the wrong direction with medicine in this country. And you know, I mean, science is still doing great things all the time. But, like, we live in a country that scientists and the FDA and all these people, they're, like, poisoning us with food dyes and chemicals that we don't even know what the fuck they are after. Why would I want to take all these medicines with, you know, watch a commercial and it's like, you know, you might die if you take this. Here's 40 side effects. You know, you're like, holy shit. Why would I? Maybe I should just work out and get sunlight and get some counseling. And,
you know, you might as well come up with a cancer treatment, you know, go in and, you know, look at more into different ways of to treat cancer because we're all getting it because of our food stuff.
Yeah. Be open to, like,
as I drink my Coors Light.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheers.
Rocky Mountain water right here.
But yeah, anyways, new subject would be something that was interesting is the Donald Trump, who his whole kind of political career has been an isolationist. He's wanted walls built, you know, keep immigrants out, deport as many people as possible, you know, no war, we don't want any war. Has now basically just said, like, I want, you know, I'm sure he's being sarcastic to some extent, but he wants Canada. Yeah, maybe not. He wants Canada. He wants Greenland. He wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico. He wants to take the Panama Canal. He's saying that obviously he's being cool with the H-1B visas now, and he wants, that's like pro-immigration. He's even talking about there being hell on earth in the Middle East if the hostages are not released by the time that he gets into office. So all these things that he said, you know, he's like now just become open border guy and pro-war guy all of a sudden. So
now he wants to go, he said he was going to try and end what's going on in Gaza, gets those votes, and now he wants to go fucking bomb Gaza. Is that what he's saying?
It sounds like he's, yeah, and it almost the way he made it sound is like that whole region is about to get crazy. Like the whole, there's about to be a war. Yeah, get crazy. He's almost saying like there's going to be hell on earth and hell to pay in the whole region, like Iran.
Well, this is what I have to say to Donald is people fight back.
Yeah, no shit.
I think if anything, history has told us that our might goes into places and it just always wins, right?
Yeah.
He says facetiously, here's my history. You know, it's like that never fucking works, at least in the 20th century, not in the 21st century. That shit doesn't work.
Yeah.
You can't just go into the Middle East and nation build.
Well, and not only that, he's, it's one thing, it's like I've known presidents my whole life that have gone into the fucking Middle East and nation builded, but he's like threatening. Joking or threatening war with our allies. Like, I'm going to take Greenland by force. I'm going to take Panama by force. I'm going to take, you know, it's like,
you're not going to be so green anymore, even though you're not actually green, Greenland.
Yeah. And honestly, I think everyone's saying the reason he wants Greenland truly, and maybe you can see this as smart, is that all that ice is melting and there's a lot of minerals underneath that ice that Russia, China, everyone's going to be fighting for. So if American can get it first, like, you know,
what is Greenland its own country?
Greenland is owned by Denmark.
No shit.
Yeah. And so we would be trying to buy it from Denmark. And I think he's floated out like we'll take it by force if we have to. Or
oh,
whatever.
Geez. Can you imagine us fighting the Danes?
it's like pretty easy war, probably, if we're being realistic. They'd probably just surrender right away.
Well, like, but what it's like, I feel like I'm, you know, like, what are they called? That there was the Danes and then there was like the Brits or no, the Celts or whatever. I don't know. One of those. You know, that shit, there's a great series.
The Celtics, the Vikings, that whole... Well, the Danes were technically the Vikings.
Oh, the Saxons.
Yeah, Anglo-Saxons.
Yeah, yeah, they fight the Danes back in the day. Like, are we the Saxons? Like, what are we...
Yeah.
How do we frame this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing says freedom like going to gobble up your, you know, because they have resources. That's what I... Just like when we went to Spain. Or to not Spain, Cuba, and fought the Spanish. Oh, yeah. Or... you know, I don't think anything that had to do with the conquest of the Americas, you know, taking, you know, land away from the tribes had anything to do with a certain mineral or metal, gold.
Yeah, yeah. It was nothing to do with profit.
We have this great treaty with the Sioux, but then it just so happens that, oh, Custer's just walking through the Black Hills. It just happens to find some gold.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the treaty isn't. You know, oh, we made a mistake here in clause, blah, blah, blah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
That's yeah.
What we'll do with any, we'll start wars over any mineral
the
or any
sewer,
supply.
Like, dude, like, this metal makes you crazy. And
yeah.
And then you fuck us over.
Uh-huh. That is weird. Gold had, like, a capture on people. It's like right. It has a mystical power about it almost.
At least the sewer fucking over the Pawnee for, you know, hunting reasons. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, they obviously fought for their own reasons, but what the fuck are we doing? And the fact that we make these treaties and then break them 10 times, that's just ridiculous. You know, why? How can you even trust the white man if, you know, every time they make an agreement with you, they can't hold on to it? Like,
well, if you're another white man, you can trust it.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I trust it.
It's like a country of like, me. Yeah, like if we make a treaty for, with, you know, like say, arms deals with Russia, you know, nuclear treaties with Russia, that'll last for a while.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You know, now obviously
it's
changing
right now as we speak.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's crazy.
Again, man. I say I hope Putin is you know, sprinkle some holy water on him and pull him out in the sunlight. Although I've seen him in churches.
Yeah, yeah, and it's crazy.
Vampire.
It's Putin.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's so. I mean, in the same conversation, like I mentioned the H-1B visas, and I don't know a ton about it, but I, you know. On the surface, doesn't seem wrong to be like, yeah, we should bring in really smart immigrants who want to come work and have done all the right things to come work, you know, work legally in this country and all that. I'm all for it. It just doesn't seem like something that Trump would have been all for or any of his people in his cabinet would have been all for until Musk and some of these billionaires who benefit from H-1B visas. They benefit from, you know, paying these employees less. You know, Musk is on record being very anti-union. And when these immigrants come over to work, you know, they're not going to unionize. And
why not educate American students to do those jobs and then pay them a fair wage? Ah, there we go.
Exactly. Like, why don't we put more money into education, math, engineering, things like that?
Do you think American workers wish they had to unionize?
Yeah, no one wants to do that.
Do you think like the miners wanted to fight the battle of Blair Mountain?
Yeah. Yeah,
and get shot and killed and terrorized, so they didn't have to take their pay, which is just in script, to go to the company store, just get totally screwed over to go to the company store and have to buy things at inflated prices because they can't go anywhere else.
Yeah,
and if they try, they get beaten up by the security.
It's so fucked up.
You know, like
so authoritarian.
Yeah, you know, and here's what the Resniks, back to the Resniks, and then what Carnegie did.
Yeah.
The same thing that the Resniks are doing is they take a lot of the money that they made from, you know, taking the water that you owe or own as a public utility that it's kept in the infrastructure that your tax dollars pay. A
natural human right to have water.
And then they sell it back to you, but then they get good PR. So what they do is they fund education and departments so they can get better studies.
Yep.
And then they look good in the process and get that great magical media coverage.
Yep.
Oh, look at how good they are.
They get just buildings named after them, right? And like universities and things like
and
that.
And we all sit there and bow down to them, just like when Carnegie would build all these libraries all over America. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. But he's sitting there treating his steel workers like shit. So they have to unionize. And then when they break a union, right? Or they break they have a strike, and then those strikes are broken, right, by scabs. And they try to fight back. Well, then what happens is you send in the Pinkertons, the detective agency, my ass, and then they go and beat the fuck out of those guys and kill them.
Wow. Wow.
You know, it's just this cycle. I know it's more complex than that in certain cases. Like, we do need industry.
Yeah.
We do need corporations.
So that's what I was going to say. Is it necessary? Would we not have all those libraries if Carnegie wasn't an asshole to all of his steel workers? Or
the steel workers themselves could have probably started some libraries if they weren't treated like that.
Yeah. See, like, if you spread the wealth around, is that better? I think it is, obviously. But some people would argue, well, billionaires, look at all the things they've built. Look at all the libraries. Look at all the...
When anybody's like, communism's evil and America's the best and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, communism has never actually existed.
Yeah, it's never the way Karl Marx designed it, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, and Lenin said that you have to get through a 100-year period or more of authoritarian socialism.
Yeah.
Which obviously doesn't work because people don't want... You can be fucked over in any system.
Yeah.
But I want to ask the question to people who are anti-socialism or anti-communism. It's like, ask yourself...
What would Jesus do?
Well, no, that... I guess...
I'm just kidding.
But
sorry.
That's a good point, too. But my question would be, why would those systems appeal more to the poor, which is the greater mass of the world? Why would those systems appeal to, you know, poor, disenfranchised, ill-treated workers? Because you keep everything to yourself and they have nothing. You give them just enough to survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, slavery wasn't about freedom or benefiting your poor Southerner. You know, James Baldwin said he pities white Southerners, poor white Southerners. And he didn't say this way because you'll trade everything to put your boot on a, you know, black person's neck. And he didn't say black person, right? He's making the point that, like, you could have class consensus, but you're willing to trade it all and remain poor just so you can feel superior to a black man.
Yeah.
And I think we do that in many different ways.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they are always dividing us on so many different issues. While they collect and they collect and they collect, and then they throw out, like, Trump will go out there and say, like, you know, going after these corporations or whatever, that's going after your freedom, the freedom of, you know, capitalism. You know,
yeah, yeah.
You can have capitalism with communism as you do in China.
Exactly.
Although China is not communist.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, because they have an open market, right?
Right.
A free market.
Communism is a economic system.
Yeah.
that authoritarianism is the government.
Exactly. That's a good way of looking at
right.
it.
Right. Here, we are always being led towards authoritarianism here. And we get, you know, like liberals freak out over, you know, religious viewpoints being pressed on, you know, Americans between what should be secular
mm-hmm.
and, you know, your faith-based choice, right?
Sure.
I think that's a bunch of bullshit too. And I hate that I have to fight for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because the bigger issues are getting forgotten about, and that's what they want.
Yeah, 100%. And it's crazy, like you say, you know, communism has really never been put into action the way it was intended.
No.
You could almost say that it's like, in principle, capitalism is great. In principle, democracy is
right.
great. All of these ideas, nobody came up with any of these concepts to be a shitty concept that doesn't work. They came up with these concepts because they are smart in principle, but people fucking suck.
Yeah, and the people who don't suck are usually the people that get fucked over.
Yeah, or they're the ones who get martyred or
right.
have to start a revolution or whatever, get silenced.
Martin Luther King got silenced not because he stood up for civil rights.
Hmm.
He got, or at least for black people.
Sure.
I believe that he was shot because, well, he stood up for black people and the poor as a whole. And then he says, well, why are we sending people to the meat grinder that is Vietnam?
Yeah.
Whose interest is that helping?
Yeah.
Not the poor. Yeah. And they're the ones dying there.
Mm-hmm.
Poor white boys and poor black boys are going over there and they're getting fucking killed.
Being drafted over
for
there.
For what?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, because they're poor and let's fight that. That's why he was killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I believe. Like, that's what I believe led to him being targeted so much. Like,
probably killed by our own government too, potentially.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it out against it. But then also Bobby's killed, right? Bobby's killed. Yep. Like, anybody who speaks out, you know.
Even JFK. You could say JFK, Bobby Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, I do think Malcolm X was killed by the Nation of Islam. I'm not, you know.
No, that's fair.
Because he was standing up and rivaling the power of Elijah Muhammad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've heard this, like, you know.
But wasn't he was still, the government still hated him regardless.
Oh, yeah,
he was still like a terrorist in their eyes or
right.
whatever. So yeah, yeah. Regardless, right. they don't, whether they can get to you or not, they don't fuck with it. No, they don't fuck with anybody stepping out of what they want you to conform to.
Well, like that comedian, you sent me this great clip of this comedian on Instagram or TikTok.
I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I can't, you know, I can't really say
sure.
what he said.
But, yeah, maybe don't.
You know, but basically, you know, he's right. He's right. He's like, you know, you don't believe every conspiracy.
Oh yeah.
But there are conspiracies that are true. At least parts of them are true.
What'd he say? He's like, I have one son.
Right.
And I lie to that motherfucker all the time.
Yeah, and he didn't say motherfucker.
Yeah, I know, but still,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
so funny.
And it's true. I lie to my kids.
Yeah, we all probably lie to
I don't kids. Lie them about, like, I lie sometimes to protect them.
Yeah.
You know, or sometimes I'm like, you know, my daughter loves my Jif peanut butter.
Yeah,
she's like, I hide
that
shit. And she's like, do you have Jif? I'm like, no, I definitely have some. I just hide it behind shit I know she will never go for.
Oh, well, that's smart. Yeah,
right.
Keep it up too high for her, or
right,
something
right.
like that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what I do.
Well, so I mean, maybe this is kind of the last topic that we even need to cover if we want to. But I thought something, or you know, we're Idaho-based podcast. We always try our best to keep it come back to Idaho in some way, but it can be hard sometimes to. You know, keep it relevant and keep it, you know, where we have a broad audience can listen to it. But Republican representative of Idaho, Heather Scott, I'm calling your bitch ass out.
Oh, she is all types of cuckoo.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
fucking sucks. Heather, you fucking suspect.
Yeah.
I don't like you. You fuck.
You're a fucking homophobe, Heather.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
She
come
on
this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You fucking fuck.
Wants to roll back gay marriage in basically the whole country. Obviously in Idaho, but they're trying to get this to go to the Supreme Court and get the Supreme Court to rule on it. And knowing our Supreme Court, they might very well make it a states' rights issue again. That's really fucked up that they want to roll back gay marriage. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised at all with...
Not at all. I mean, in this state and funded by this kind of super PAC back in the day, I mean, I have a whole... Before you and I started this podcast, I did one about, you know, how Idaho hates gay people was my thing, but you know, obviously not everybody. But this initiative group that tried to put forth this initiative to say, even before anybody was asking that anybody that was gay or from the queer community be granted, you know, anti-discrimination laws
mm-hmm.
be applied.
Yeah.
They were going out and saying they are special interests and that they're asking for special rights. They were only, yeah, well, they weren't even asking for this, but they were concerned that gay people would ask to not be discriminated against because gay people choose to be that way. Hmm. Whereas if a black person, it's okay if they have anti-discrimination clauses in like the workforce because they're born that way.
Sure.
And that's wrong. But they were trying to say it's a choice to be gay. But gay people in Idaho hadn't even asked for special rights. And they were going out ahead
yeah.
to do this.
Yeah.
Based on their fucking religious beliefs that gay people choose to do it. I'm like, okay, Pastor Dan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Are you naturally a pedophile?
Literally.
You
so
know?
Many of them. Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, we're going to point the fingers and, oh, now it's even though the subject or the evidence says elsewise, you know, oh, it's like, oh, gay people are pedophiles,
it's like
which
such
is
a
not
fucked
true.
Up gross argument to even make. Like,
right.
Sure, there are gay pedophiles, like, that exist, but you're just going to say that all gay people are pedophiles?
The contradictions, like, so they used logic like that, and now they use it for this, too.
They use it for trans people, too, that same
yeah.
argument.
But I take that. So that's based on religious principles. And then they come without, and my whole point is they come up with these ridiculous things that they call facts, which aren't facts,
mm-hmm.
and throw them at the gay community to say they're pedophiles and everything. No, the stats are is that it's the people in the state house. Like there was one representative that raped a woman a couple of years back and,
wow.
you know, now he's in prison for it. And Heather Scott backed him.
Really?
Heather, you fucking suspect. I hate
fuck
you.
Heather
you
Scott.
Fuck.
I can wish you weren't part of Idaho. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Idaho's got a bad rap politically, that's for sure.
Yeah, wow. Heather, fucking, why don't you move somewhere else? Just move somewhere else. Love it or leave it, you motherfucker. anyway, so my point being is that now they're using their religious viewpoints to back up what they believe, that marriage equality is bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The founding fathers, yeah, they were Christian,
mm-hmm.
but they also were key, all pretty much universally, you know, really emphasize the point that you need to have a secular government
mm.
and that you need to have, you know, yeah, but yes, America was a Christian nation,
yep.
but with all sorts of different denominations. And back in the day, you didn't have denominational like unity.
Yeah.
That shit was basically like a different religion.
Mm-hmm.
So they were divided along that, but they all agreed that you needed to have a separation of church and state because monarchies in the United Kingdom, well, not in England, right?
Yeah.
They forced the Anglican Church after Henry VIII, right?
Mm-hmm.
They forced Anglicanism onto the people of Britain.
Wow.
And people prior to that, like if you were a Catholic and you wanted to practice, you know, or if you were a Protestant and wanted to practice,
mm-hmm.
you could be literally burned at the stake
mm-hmm.
because you were a Protestant or you were a Catholic.
Yeah.
And so that's why they wanted to separate church and state. They knew what the power, and now that's what you want to do, Heather. You want, you know, gay marriage. If you don't agree that gay people are, you know, I know for a fact that they're biologically born that way and that that's as natural as, you know, me being straight.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, even if you don't believe that that's true and you believe that it's not right for, you know, man and man to lie together, you should care. Because a person of a particular faith is trying to impose, you know, a belief system on somebody who doesn't believe that.
Totally, dude.
And that you should have the right, even if you're a dude, if you want to marry your dog, maybe I'll draw the line there.
yeah.
You know,
no
but,
bestiality.
But a man and a man or a woman and a woman being married is a very natural thing.
Dude, and it's been thousands of fucking
right.
years, man. Like, get over it already, guys.
Yeah,
come
just
on.
Just get over it. And you don't have the right to take your ignorance and apply it to others.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, especially if they're just trying to impose religious beliefs through politics.
I mean,
like,
fuck,
that none, should be separated.
Nuns marry Jesus.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Yeah, like nuns when they take their oath or whatever the fuck.
Oh,
they go,
I
yeah,
see
they
what you're saying.
Jesus.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
yes.
Like that's why I pray to the prawn god. You know what the prawn god says?
What?
Love is love, man.
Yeah, dude, love is love.
He takes his mandibles and he's like, oh yeah, I love gay marriage.
Dude.
Marriage equality.
Shout out Bernie Sanders. He got voted for president, one vote for president for Lebanon. So that's pretty cool. So we just wanted to end it on that.
Yeah, right. You know, Bernie, he gets up there in front of Congress or Senate, and he says, what's what?
Dude, I don't blame Lebanon at all. They picked a good guy.
They did.
You know, so.
Yeah. He Bernie sees through this shit, and he talks about it.
He has his whole time. My dad literally said he was like, you know, 30 years ago, Bernie Sanders was just that crazy white guy shouting at Congress that was just like always angry.
Wasn't Jimmy a Bernie?
Yeah, exactly.
Jimmy Carter was a Bernie, right?
Yep. So it's like, that's what I'm saying.
That's why he had one term.
these dudes that people hate shouting and saying, we got to change things. But then we look back 30 years later and we're like, dude, this dude was a fucking prophet. This guy was so right.
Well, then there's the guy down at BSU that has his own little talkie system and he sits there and he talks about God and he has his big sign. I'm not going to listen to that fella.
Yeah, I have literally had to sit and chat with those motherfuckers on the way to class. It's the worst thing in the world.
I take a big old line away from them.
Yeah. Well, anyways. That wraps up a kind of a two. We did this on two different dates, so we, you know, had to make it work.
I'd like to sign off personally by saying, you know, thank you very much for joining. And Heather Scott, fuck you very much.
Shout out that bitch ass Heather Scott.
Yeah.